Hello to all my Chaver Mishir tourist motion around the world. We're continuing on our Shir in Mishnayos, and we're doing Maseches Megillah. We're up to Perek Aleph, Mishnah Tes, which in the Gemara is on Daf Tes Amid Beis. And the Mishnah starts like this: Ein Bein Kohen Mashuach B'Shem HaMishcha. We're talking again differences with these Ein Beins. There's no difference between the Kohen who was anointed with the special Shem HaMishcha, as Rashi Rav says, the Kohenim who served in the second bias, the bias Sheni, and even in the first bias of Mikdash, from the time of Yoshiyahu HaMelech and on, from because he hid the flask of the Shem HaMishcha during his days, and the Rav adds on also that any Kohenim from that point on were only Kohenim Gedolim. The fact that they wore the special begadim, the extra four begadim of the Kohenim Gedolim, and Tiferes Yisrael says the Shem HaMishcha was made only by Moshe Rabbeinu, Allah Shalom, and once it was hidden, there was no other Kohen Gadol who was anointed. So what's the difference between a Kohen who was anointed in the Shem HaMishcha from the early days of the Beis Mikdash, the first one, to someone who wasn't? Ela, par haba kol ha-mitzvahs, the par which was brought for all the mitzvahs, what is that? Rashi and the Rav say that the Kohen Mashuach, if he paskened that something was mutter for himself to do, but really it was something that if you did it, b'mezid, you'd get karis, and he actually not only paskened, but he went ahead and did what he shouldn't have done, because he paskened in error. So he has to bring, once he finds out he made a mistake, he has to bring a par, as it says in Ve'yikra Perek Dalet Pasuk Gimel, Timkayin Mashiach, a yechta, and he has to bring the par. The Tosfos Yontif brings that the Gemara, from the Gemara, but as far as the par Yom Kippurim, there's a par that a Kohen brings for himself and his family, and all the Kohenim on Yom Kippur, and every day he also brings Asiris HaEfa. He brings a tenth of an Efa in 12 loaves as a mincha, split up half in the morning, half in the evening. As far as that, Zebed HaShavim, it doesn't make a difference if a Kohen was Mashuach, he was anointed, or he was just appointed as Kohen Gadol, he would still do the Par Yom Kippurim and bring the Asiris HaEfa every day. Taisus Yat, Rabbi Akiva Eger brings from Taisus, what about the Par Helm of Dovr Shel Tzibur? If Kohen Mashiach not paskened on himself, which would be the first one we talked about, the Par Baal Kol HaMitzvahs, now it's only paskened for Klal Yisrael, and they followed him, and then he realized he made a mistake. Okay, it says there, HaKohen Mashiach Yechta. Okay, so why do we say that's only for Kohen Mashiach and not the Kohen who was just the Kohen Rebbe Begadim? He was a Kohen Gadol because he wore extra Begadim, but he wasn't anointed. Why isn't there a difference there? Because he says, we learn in Torah's Kohenim that even a Kohen Hedget can bring this carbon, the par Helm Dovr Shel Tzibur. And certainly the Kohen Gadol, who was a Kohen Gadol, by the fact he was a Meruah Begadim, that he wore extra clothes of the Kohen Gadol. And he's a check in the Yuma Das, and Zayin Man Aleph. Taisus to Ram Askel and the Re'isi, that the Das Ariva over there is, that even this par, even the par Baal Kol HaMitzvahs, the first one, when the Kohen Gadol made a mistake, okay, that is only the Kohen Mashiach brings, and the Das Ari over there is like Taisus in our Sukkah. Okay, and continuing on, Ein Bein Kohen Meshamash LeKohen Shavar. So what's the difference? We talked about the difference between a Kohen Mashiach to one who wasn't Mashiach. Now we're going to talk about two other types of Kohen. A Kohen who is actually working in the Beis HaMikdash to the Kohen who, like emeritus, he worked previously, but he's not the Kohen Gadol right now. So Rashi and the Rav say, Kohen Gadol, if he had a psul, and he had a step down, and they pointed to someone else in his place, and the psul is now passed, and he went back to do his working in the Beis HaMikdash. So now they took the guy who was the Kohen Gadol while the original Kohen Gadol was on leave, and they took the second one away from his job. So the first one, who's now back on the job, is called Meshamesh, and the second one was Avar. He passed from the job. So what's the difference between them? The Israel also says the Kohen Gadol, if he became Tamei, close to Yom Kippurim, and they put another one to to take his place Yom Kippur. Because in Maseches Yoma, they talk about preparing this secondary Kohen Gadol. So in case it actually happened, they would put the other Kohen Gadol in his place. Tosfos Rebbe Eger brings in Tosfos that even when the second one is working in the place of the original one, the par itself comes from the Kohen Gadol, who is the original permanent Kohen Gadol, because he'll be coming back to his avoda. So why do we say Kohen She'avar, that he is past, even though he's still, even when he's working in the Beis HaMikdash as a temporary assignment, he still won't be able to bring the Par Yom Kippurim that we're about to talk about, because it's only, the only difference is telling you as far as the Par Yom Kippur and the Sefirot Eifa, but for other things they're both the same. So not necessarily the Kohen She'avar, he doesn't bring the Par Yom Kippurim, it's the secondary Kohen. Okay, whether he's actually working temporarily or he's past. So what here's the mission is actually explaining what the difference between a Kohen Meshamash and Kohen She'avar, El Par Yom Kippurim. As Rashi Rav says, you can't bring two of them. Every Yom Kippur, a Kohen brought a special par for himself and his family and the rest of the Kohenim. So we can only have one of them. And the Tiferes Yisrael says the main, the original Kohen Gadol is the one who's Makrovit. The Ram Mehilchus Shkakas Perkid Aleph Halacha Tes says this was brought, this par, as we said before, to Mechaper on the Kohen Gadol, on his Mishpacha, and on all the Kohenim who are like his Mishpacha. And the expenses for this par comes from his private money. And the kapar that it brings is on Isurim of coming into the Mikdash or eating Karbanis while he was Tamei, or any of them were Tamei. Okay, so that is the main Kohen Gadol, his expense. V'asiras ha'efa, and the tenth of the Eifa, as Rashi Rav explained, there was a carbon milka called the Chavita Kohen Gadol. It was fried in a flat pan every day. That you can't bring two of these carbonas. So only one Kohen has to bring it, which is the one who is actually working, the Kohen Meshamash. And the Rav adds on, but as far as any other thing, they're both the same. The one who's working, the one who is past working, who has been relieved from his duty, if they want to come and be machter or do any avoda in the Beis HaMikdash, they can just wear the 8 begadim, and they both have the mitzvah. They only can marry a besula, and they can't marry an almana, and they bring karbanas, even if they were oninim. Tzvi Yisrael says the 12 chalas that are brought every day come from the Kohen Gadol, who's actually Meshamish, working that day, half in the morning and half in the evening. But as far as other things, as dealing with Kohen Gadol, they're both the same. Even the Kohen Gadol became possible by a permanent mum, he has still the dinim of all of a Kohen Gadol on him, as it says in High Riz Staff, Yud Amud Beis. Kiveiga says, but even though we had this quote in our Mishnah, Ein Bein, Kohen Meshamish Kohen She'avar, we don't pass in this way. Because in the sugya they say that this Mishnah is like Reb Meir, but Reb Yossi holds that the second one is not like, is kind of in limbo. He's not like a Kohen Gadol, and he's not like a Kohen Hedyot. He's not like a Kohen Hedyot because you can only be a Malab Kodesh, you can't be a Meirid. And he is not like a Kohen Gadol because we don't want to have conflict between him and the one who's actually working, so he can't do the job what the other Kohen Gadol is doing. And in the first Perek of Yuma, we pass on halacha like this, like Reb Yossi, that once a Kohen Gadol stepped down from his job in the original and came back, he doesn't act as a Kohen Gadol in any capacity. Okay, moving on to Perek Aleph Mishnah Yud, which is the Gemara and Daf Tes on base. Ein Bein Bama Gadola, Rashi and the Rav say that about what's a Bama Gadola? This is the Bama of the Tzibur that was in Nov and Givon. Okay, as Rashi adds on, this was the Mizbeach of Moshe that was brought from the Midbar and was placed in Nov and Givon. Tiferes Yisrael says this was before, obviously, the Beis HaMikdash was built. The Boaz says that there, they only were makriv karbonas tzibur that were permanent kavun lizman, that had to be done in a particular time, and not chatas and asham, they didn't bring on that carbon. And he says the reason must be because the only they had there was a Mishkan. They didn't have the Aron HaKodesh. They didn't have the Luchos. Because from the Midbar, they brought the Ol Moed to Gilgal. And from there, eventually, they moved it on to Shiloh. And when Shiloh was destroyed during the days of Eli, the Mishkan moved to Nov. And it was destroyed when the city of Nov, Irakonim, was destroyed by Shalom Melech, Shalom Shalom. It came to Givon, and from there, Shlomo brought it, Shlomo Melech brought it to Yerushalayim. But the Aron Kodesh and the Luchos didn't take that same journey. They came back from when the Plishtim had captured them. It came back to Kiryas Yearim, and from there to Metzudas Tzion, and from there to Yerushalayim, as Rashi, Perek Vav of Sota, Daf Lamed Gimel Amud Beis, and as Zvachin Kuf Yud Tes, details. And don't ask the question, what about the Bayis Sheni? There they didn't have the Aron HaKodesh, that was hidden. Okay, so, like we have that mentioned in the end of the first Perek of Yoma. Still, and they brought all Karbanis, how could that be? They didn't have the Aron. And the answer is because there it was already in the Skadesh, the Beis HaMikdash, from the time of Mikdash Rishon, so the Kedusha stayed. And the Ritva says that our mission is only going to be describing types of karbanas that they brought, what the difference between the different mizbechos were in. And Nov, the Bava Gadola, the Bava Katana. But there's also other differences between the Bava Gadola and the Bava Katana as far as the laws of the karbanas. And to check that out, look in Zvachim Kuf Ches and on Kuf Yad Aleph, Kuf Yad Beis, Amad Aleph, and Amad Beis. Tesis Yadav says, even though this Mizbeach and the Choshes of Moshe Rabbeinu was there, and that was the Bama Gedolah, so why do we call it a Bama? It was Moshe's Mizbeach. So it says in Melachim Aleph, Paragimel, Pasuk Dal, Vayelech HaMelech Givona, Lizboach Sham, Kihi HaBama HaGedolah. He went there to give him. And that was the Bama Gedola, so that's what we call it. So what's the difference between a Bama Gedola and as Mishnah says, Bama Katana? What's a Bama Katana? Rashi and Rav say, every private person had their own Mizbeach, that's the Bama Katana. He would build it for himself. So Israel says, this Bama Yachid was only allowed to be used when there was Mutter, there was a Heter Abamas, which was before the Binyan of the Bayis in Shiloh, and after Shiloh was destroyed in the days of Eli, before the Mikdash was rebuilt in Yerushalayim. So before Shiloh and after Shiloh, even though there was no Givon, the Bama Katanas were allowed just during the time of Shiloh and the time from when the Bayis Mikdash was built in Yerushalayim. Those are the times when the Bamas were Asa. Okay, so what's the difference between a Bama Gedola and a Bama Katana? Ela Pesachim, only the Karban Pesach. As the Rav says, not necessarily just the Karban Pesach, but anything which is like the Karban Pesach, which are things that you're mechuyev to bring on a specific time, like the Karban Pesach, like Tamidim and Musafim, every day after bringing a Karban Tamid, twice a day, in morning and afternoon. There's Musafim to be brought on Shabbos and Yantif, Rosh Chodesh. Okay, but any chova which doesn't have a set time, like a parhelm davashel tzibur, or the seiri of adizara, even the Bama Gedola, they would not be marketed. Tesiyadva says the reason it's brought in Zvachim Daf Kuf Yud Ches, it says Yeshua, Perikhe Pasuk Yud, Vayachnu Ben Yisrael, by Gilgal, Vayatsu Es HaPesach. They were there in the Gilgal, and they made the Pesach. So the Gemara says, Pshito, obviously, it was Pesach time, they should have made the Korban Pesach. But what's it telling you? That the Chovas that are like the Pesach is what is brought as a Korban. But if it's not like a Pesach, it's not brought. And since we're learning from Pesachim, therefore we mention here the word Pesachim. Ela Pesachim means Pesachim and anything like the Pesachim. And we mention that more than the rest of the Korbanos. Tosfos, the end of Zvachim over there says that there are, it's mentioned in the Mishnah, lots of differences between the Bamas Yachid and the Bamas Tzibar, but here we're only talking about which Karbanas themselves, which are not brought only in a Bama Tzibar, and Yehuda says we don't bring a Mincha in the Bama, which is Bama, even the Bama Gedola, the Mincha was not brought. Mishnah continues, Zachlal, Kol Shu Nidiv or Nidiv, Karav B'Bama, anything which is donated as a neder or nedava is brought on a bama, and Rashi says the bama is yachid. V'chol she'in a neder v'lo nedav, things weren't donated, they weren't a neder or a nedava, in a krevev a bama, is not brought on a Bamas Yachid. This brought had to be brought, the special Chovos of particular times, had to be brought in the Bama Gedola. And Rashi says, check it out in Zvachim, in the end of the last parak, Daf Kuf Yud Zayin Amud Beis. Moving on to the last Mishnah here in Parak Aleph, Mishnah Yad Aleph, which in the Gemara is Daf Tesmah Beis, Ein Bein Shiloh. What's the difference between Shiloh, Tzitzit says, while the Mishkan was and the Mizbeach were there, were built there? What's the difference between Shiloh to Yerushalayim, as Tver Israel says, after the Beis HaMikdash? So we have two places where Karbonos were brought during, that we're going to say what the differences are. Shiloh and the Mishkan was there, and Yerushalayim with the Beis HaMikdash. So what was the difference? Ela Shebashiloh Oklim Kachem Kalim Umayisr Sheni B'Cholavroa. Shiloh, as long as you can see it from a distance, you could eat the Kachem Kalim and the Maaser Sheni. As Rashi says, any place you can see the Mishkan of Shiloh, and Rashi adds, in Perek, the last parak in Zvachim, we learn this reason. You can check it out there. He doesn't actually spell it out. First Phil says, but what about Gilgal, Nov, and Givon? There, when during that time the Bamas were mutter, and therefore Kashem Kalam can be eaten in any city in Eretz Yisrael, as it says in the beginning of Perek Yedalet of Zvachim. So during the time of Novin Gilgal, Novin Givon, you could eat Kashem Kalam anywhere in any city in Eretz Yisrael, because you could, it was hetero Bamas. During the time of Shiloh, you could eat Kashem Kalam, Maaser Sheni, as long as you could see. And during the time of Yerushalayim, we'll see that had to be inside the walls of Yerushalayim. What about Maaser Sheni in Gilgal? There, they didn't have a chiyuv yet, because they didn't have the Mishkan in Gilgal until 14 years in from when they came into Eretz Yisrael, and they hadn't yet divided Eretz Yisrael, so they didn't do a Kachem Kalam. They didn't do Maaser Sheni during that time, and they weren't Mechayiv in Maisus until after they had Yerush the whole Eretz Yisrael, and they settled it, as Rashi says, in Zvachim, Daf Kuf Yud Beis on Beis. And Barat Nov and Givon, there was Machlokos there in the Gemara, Daf Kuf Yud Tes Med Aleph. Some say they didn't eat the Maaser Sheni there in Nov and Givon at all. All they did was they were paided the Maaser Sheni, and they saved, they watched the money until the Mikdash was built in Yerushalayim. And some say that Maaser Sheni was eaten in any city in Eretz Yisrael during the time of Novin Givon. And look, in Taisus there, the Yamascha Bo. But don't ask a question, what do we care about what actually happened in Novin Givon and Shiloh? Hey, it seems like it doesn't have any effect on us now. So he says, we need to know what the din in Yerushalayim is, so the contrasting those places to Yerushalayim, so we can better understand what the dinim were in Yerushalayim. The Rambam in Zvachim Perek Yud Aleph Halacha Vav says it was you can eat the Kachem Kalam and the Maaser anywhere where you can see the Mishkan and Shiloh. Don't mistake it and think if I can see the city of Shiloh, that's good enough. No, you have to be able to see the Mishkan and Shiloh. So what's the din of Yerushalayim? The Mishnah says, Yerushalayim, lifnim menachoma. You can only eat it within the wall. And kan v'kan, kachu kachu nachal lifnim menachlam. Whether it's Shiloh or Yerushalayim, both of them, you can eat kachum kachum only within the curtains, that's what Kalayim are. Zerusrael says, we mean the chomas of the Azara. The Riffa says, even though the Azara and Beis Midrash were walled, it was within a wall, and they weren't curtains, the Mishnah still describes the curtains because of Shiloh, because its Azar was with curtains, or maybe because the Pasuk itself, in Vayikra Perek Vav Pasuk Tes, talks about the curtains in the Midbar. Okay, so the other contrast is, Kedusha Shiloh, Yesh Acharei Heter, Kedusha Yerushalayim, Ein Acharei Heter. Shiloh, at some point, when the Mishnah was no longer there, it was mutter to bring Karbanis away from the where the Mishkan was, and once Yerushalayim was niskadosh, you can't bring karbanos anywhere else afterwards, even though it was a korban. And Rashi and the Rav says, when Shiloh was charev, there was you were able to bring bamos, bring karbanos on bamos. And Rashi has, as it says, Maseches Zvachim Daf Kuf Yud Tes Med Aleph, it says ki lo basam ad ata el amenucha. So the Gemara says, what is Menucha? That's Shiloh. They were Nach from the being Kavish Eretz Yisrael. The Lanachla, what is that? That's Yerushalayim. So why does the pasuk split the difference between you didn't reach yet the menucha or the nachala, Shiloh or Yerushalayim, to tell you that there was a time of heter of the bamas between one and the other? The Tosfos Yontif brings you to the Zvachim Perek Yudal Mishnah Ches that Yerushalayim is called a nachla because that's the permanent bias, permanent house for the Shechina, and if after the Churban HaBayis, the Bamas would still be Aser, because once we had a permanent place for the Shechina, you can't bring Karbanis anywhere else. Okay, that's our Shia for today. Questions, comments, complaints, you can reach me at sheldon_rothman@yahoo.com. Call me at 052-244-9331. Have a good day.